Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Terraists. Welcome to the Terra Show.
It's the Terra Show.
Live and local on 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station.
Who's right? Hey, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. So glad to have you back.
Thank you very much.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was fantastic. It was very thankful.
Awesome. Yeah.
And tasty.
Good. It all turned out, huh?
And I appreciate the photos you shared of your success.
I know.
I got a kick out of that.
Did you really?
Yes, I was bragging on you to the family.
Oh, good. Did you share the picture?
Yes, I said. she nailed it. Got it done.
Oh, I'm so proud. Is that silly?
No, it's not. Not at all. Not at all.
Well, and those of you who followed my epic struggle to make a good turkey that my family wouldn't have to pretend to like, but, you know, would actually like, have gone on for 5 years. So I finally did it this year. Some genius called us last week. I have to thank him if he's listening this morning. He had this great idea. Okay. He said, freeze your butter, put it on top of the turkey. Mm-hmm. It'll gradually melt and self-baste the thing.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah, good.
It was great. I want to thank him. He called in and I used his tip. It worked great. I put the butter underneath the skin a little bit. It turned out awesome.
See, that's something I want to try. I haven't done that. I was going to do that this year, just ran out of time, so.
Yeah, freeze it first so it melts more slowly.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, that worked great. You know what I finally figured out? Do you know where I went wrong? Because I had a lot of...
This I want to hear.
Okay, I had a lot of people. I mean, this got so much attention on my Facebook page. I didn't think anyone would care what my turkey looked or tasted like, right? Because who cares, right? I got like 800 likes on this.
Okay, good.
It was insane. And so people going, mine was dry. What did you do? And mine usually is dry. Okay, you know how you're supposed to get the breast to 165 degrees, right? Yeah. I put the thermometer in and I've always cooked it to 165, 170.
Right. Right.
No. I actually watched a chef's videos this week, you know, past week, which I'm so glad I found. She said, no, pull it out at 150 to 155, and it will finish cooking on your countertop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she said, leave it there for 40 minutes. And that seemed like a long time. Like, man, it'd be cold. No, it was nice and warm.
Yeah.
And I watched, this was fascinating, I watched the temperature, at least for me, because I've never had it work before. Maybe you do this every year. I watched the temperature probe go from about 152 when I pulled it out of the roaster all the way up to 179. It finished cooking itself on the countertop, and she said, leave it 40 minutes because when you pull out, it's dry, and if you cut into it, which we always do, we always pull it right out and cut into it, then it releases all the moisture.
Right.
Leave it there for 40 minutes. It'll re-moisturize itself as the heat tries to escape. It'll bring the moisture with it. And I was like, okay, I was skeptical. I did it, and it just nailed it. It was the best turkey. It was so good, okay? Just so you know, Rampo Loco last week, you know, day before Thanksgiving, I'm on the air. He's emailing me while I'm on the air to let me know that he's picking up a ham. Kid you not.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Well, he's been through 5 years of this. Just in case it does, you know, it doesn't go right, because we can cook that ham in an hour 15 if needed, you know, just in case. Well, the ham's still sitting there. We never used it. And my husband, this is how much of a score I got. My husband was like, can we cook turkey again next week?
See, there you go.
It was that good. So I finally figured it out. I'm so excited.
Good. Well, congratulations.
I do this every year.
I'm very proud of you, Tara.
Well, thank you. It was cool. Even Dad was on the Facebook page going, it really was good. I was there. So there you go.
Not fake turkey news.
No, not fake turkey news at all. Not fake Maganomics news.
Yeah.
Not for that recession we were promised.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, by the same pundits who told us Trump got Syria wrong.
I guess that recession sort of dried up, so to speak.
Yeah, kind of like that genocide in Syria never did happen. Kind of like the endless war and absolute disaster never did happen, so they're not talking about it anymore because they got it wrong. Same thing with the recession we were promised by pundits. Not exactly happening. U.S. Black Friday online consumer spending, $5.4 billion, up 22%. These are staggering numbers. Yes.
Almost a quarter, even under common core.
Yeah, even,
math.
Yeah, I mean, depending if you still look at that as a quarter, yeah, I mean, it's whatever you feel. But anyway, yeah, so the final tally, according to CNBC, there's only ever been one online sales day bigger, and it was Cyber Monday last year. But you can't compare the two because one's Black Friday, one's Cyber Monday. Right, exactly. It's totally different things.
That's turkey and ham that you're comparing.
Exactly. And then you call it meat. It doesn't work. But they're expecting this, today is Cyber Monday, to shatter previous records. I mean, you read some of this. Okay, so they have names, these catchy names for each day after, you know, there's Black Friday, Small Business Sunday, which doesn't necessarily mean you spent the money at small businesses. They just look at the total haul, right?
Right.
Small Business Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. Small Business Saturday had already seen, at the time of this CNBC writing, $470 million in online spending, up 18% over last year.
Wow.
That's insane.
That's huge.
Online sales overall for the period, so that's Black Friday through the Sunday, up 20% from last year, according to Adobe Digital Insights, which CNBC is quoting here. Adobe is still expecting spending on Cyber Monday this year to hit an even bigger record, $9.4 billion, an 18.9% jump from a year ago. We'll see how that washes out. Shoppers have already spent $4.2 million online on Thanksgiving Day, a 14.5% increase from last year, and a record high.
So why would anybody want to go socialist? That's what I want to know.
Because you have no clue what that's going to be like. You think it's going to be the same way. It's just more free stuff for you, and it doesn't work out that way. So definitely not the recession we were promised. I guess they probably, you know, prefer that we just don't talk about that anymore because they got it wrong again.
Yeah.
And, you know, Conservative Treehouse points this out, and they do the most brilliant economic analysis there because this is a good reminder. And we point this out from time to time. I should do it more. U.S. consumer spending. We are not China. They are completely dependent on, almost completely dependent economically on exports. We are not. U.S. consumer spending accounts for 2/3 of the total U.S. GDP or economy, basically gross domestic product. So, I mean, when you see these numbers, double-digit increases in spending like that over last year, and 2/3 of the U.S. economy GDP is made up of U.S. consumer spending. I mean, that shows you the middle economy, the under economy is on fire. People have money again. I was listening to a great podcast over the weekend. It's a economist. We're going to play some of that coming up. Who was saying, look, the biggest increase in wages that we have seen in the first three quarters of 2019 were in the bottom 25%. These people have money again, and so they are buying the things they have put off for so long. We say have money again, I didn't mean they're rich or anything, but they feel comfortable again, like, I'm still going to have my job 3 months from now, I can pay my bills, I'll splurge a little finally and replace whatever it is that's important to you. And that's what we're seeing here. This is consumer confidence. This is a vote in confidence in the Trump economy.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. That is really awesome. It's gonna, and one of the reasons, Lee, I keep saying this election will be one big IQ test.
Yes, it will. It's basically an election of truth over facts.
Yes.
The facts are we've got a growing, vibrant economy that is making money for the rich, the middle class, and the poor. And this is an economy that is working. But that's not the Democrat truth. They want to ignore this. They don't want to give any credit to the president or Republican policies. They don't want to even acknowledge the fact that their main constituent groups are doing better than they have been doing before Trump came along.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't play this clip enough. You're going to be sick and tired of it by the end of the election. Joe Biden, this is exactly what you were saying, Lee. This is 2 weeks ago on PBS.
The economy, new jobs numbers out today look pretty good. The unemployment rate is staying very low, 3.6%. It's as low as it's been in 50 years. President Trump has a strong hand.
You're absolutely wrong about that. Look, go back to your old neighborhood. Find me middle-class folks who think they're better off. Find me anybody out there who thinks their children are going to be as well off as they are. Do you think they are, in fact, actually able to benefit from what's happening here?
Again, find me folks. Let's see. Those who boosted online sales, depending on the day, 14 to 20%, those people.
Sounds like malarkey to me, Joe.
Some malarkey from the No Malarkey tour that ended up being full of malarkey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Shake off the funk. Feel like your head's still in a cloud. I'm always like that too. You come back from a big long holiday like that. Yeah. You'll only be partly checked in at work today. Don't kid yourself. At least until the coffee hits anyway. All right. Going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Dave in Simpsonville. Hey, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Hey, your turkey looked good, by the way.
Oh, did you see it online?
Yeah, it looked good. It looked delicious.
Thank you. Well, did you have a good Thanksgiving, too?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, but that's not what you called about. You called about Hunter Biden and the significance of the baby mama.
Yeah.
Well, one of them, but anyway.
Yes, one of the biggest significance of that is he's going to have to pay child support, so he had to submit all his financial records to the court. They'll see where he gets all his money, how much money he has and everything, and he always claims he's broke. So
I have a feeling, Dave, we're going to get into this later on in the show today, what has come out in Ukraine, including $900,000 payment to Joe Biden. I have a feeling Hunter is just a pass-through for Joe. And I think Joe, if you followed that money, which they should, not because Hunter and Joe are bad people, not because they're Democrats, not because they're running for office, but because that money was laundered and stolen, according to Ukraine authorities, and we have an agreement with them that stipulates that we will pursue crime. So, I mean, they should follow the money because the money was laundered and stolen, according to, Ukraine, and find out where it went. And I would be willing to bet the contents of my 401k, double or nothing, that money somehow, some way passed through the Hunter Biden business accounts to Joe Biden. You will find some of it in his accounts.
Now, it also passes through a specific, I forgot the name of them, but a specific law firm associated with all the Democrats.
There's two of them, actually. There were two companies, both of which had Adam Schiff on the payroll, oddly, according to his own congressional disclosures. Wasn't a lot of money. I think it was
each.
It was like, well, it was like a max of $30,000 total, I think, and a minimum of $15,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was in 1 year, and, you know, for the regular average guy, that's a lot of money.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. See, this is exactly, Dave, why Evan Bayh, a Democrat, member of Congress who was around during the Clinton impeachment. He's got him running around now suggesting, well, you know, maybe we could cut a deal with Trump. Trump gets to, he'll come down and testify. We get to knock him around a little bit. And then we'll just pass something saying he's a terrible person and we won't send the case to the Senate. Maybe we could come up with a compromise. Why would Trump want to avoid having the case heard in the Senate? If it's done properly, and listen, Lindsey Graham will be in charge. He's been protecting the deep state for years. So if it's done properly, that's a big if with Lindsey in charge. Then again, Lindsey is running for office, and he's been very resoundingly criticized for not having hearings. He's wasted an entire year protecting the deep state. Lindsey may have to hit Joe a little. The best thing they could do is go after these the Biden financial records. But again, the DOJ should be doing this now. At this time, should be going after those. Not because it's Hunter, not because it's Joe, not because of anything like that, but because the Ukraine has formally requested that we do it. Because they say the money was stolen from the Ukraine people and laundered. And they want it back. So, I mean, that's pretty dang compelling. I mean, we could see how compelling it was if Joe and Hunter were Republicans. They would be following them around with a microphone, demanding to know, number one, where's the money? Number two, has it been spent? Number three, are you going to give it back? Ukraine says it was stolen. And those are legit questions. And if it were the Trumps doing this, those questions should be asked of them. But it wasn't the Trumps. It was the Bidens. Where's the money? Here's another question. How can Hunter Biden, I'm glad this caller brought this up. How can Hunter Biden possibly be broke after the $1 billion payment from China? Didn't go to him personally, went to his companies, but still. How? And if so, where is it? And where did it go? All fascinating questions. Okay, we're going to get back into this record spending for a moment in a moment. But first, did you see a news reporter was actually fired for fake news? This never happens anymore. I mean, they could just flat out make it up and usually they get fired. This one must have hit pretty hard and it did go viral on Twitter. I mean, you would have think the fake news media would have learned its lesson last year after NBC blared the headline. Remember this, that President Trump had become the first president since 2002 not to visit the troops or a military base at Christmas time? You remember this last year? At the time, he was in Iraq visiting the troops. They got it just ding, dang wrong. This is stunning because, you know, they have a White House press corps. Okay, their job is to do nothing but to follow the president around, right? And to stay in touch with the press people who handle the White House press corps. That's the point of being in the White House press corps. So all you got to do is call the press flack, whoever it is at the time. Where is Trump now? That's all you got to do to get it right. Now, if he's heading to Iraq, they're not going to tell you because they don't want the terrorists to kill him. But once he's there, they want you to know. It's easy to check this stuff, is my point. And I swear they don't check on purpose because they'd rather write something wrong and correct it because the correction never gets the attention the original wrong reporting did. Here's the Newsweek headline. How is Trump spending Thanksgiving? Tweeting, golfing, and more. Political reporter covering the Trump administration and family reported inaccurately he was having 24 dishes, you know, like a 24-course meal, like prior Thanksgivings. No, that was wrong too. Every detail of this was wrong. He and his family in prior years ate from, a Mar-a-Lago club selection. So he's got like 24 things on there. They didn't eat all 24 of them. You ever see one of those multi-course meals where there's like three choices for dessert, three choices for dinner? Yeah, like that. While noting what Trump had done on the past two Thanksgivings as president, the Newsweek author, writer, reporter, managed to leave out the critical detail that he also visited troops at a Coast Guard station both years and delivered meals. Anyway, she got it wrong. Said he was golfing and eating the 24-course meal. No, he was actually in Afghanistan, having flown all night to arrive in time to serve the troops Thanksgiving dinner. Bagram Airfield. They fired her. Good. What about the editor who approved that story?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know how every year it seems like they put the Christmas stuff out earlier and earlier at the stores? Yeah, this year, one of the big boxes I shop in a lot had the Christmas and the Halloween stuff out, right? So we're used to seeing that. I'm just curious. Maybe it's just my neighborhood. Did you see people decorating early this year? I watched some of my neighbors and I'm shaking my head. I mean, it's fine. Do whatever you want. Whatever brings you joy. You know what? You should do it because life is short. I'm not criticizing. But this year, my neighbors, and I mean like a lot of them, slapped the Christmas stuff up right after Halloween. And I've had Christmas lights in my neighborhood since right after Halloween. Is this going on all over the city? I've seen some of it on my route, or is it in my imagination? Are people decorating much earlier than they used to? Like finally they're like, well, all the stuff's out in stores. I did just put the Halloween costumes and the candy up. You know, what of it I didn't eat. And now I think I'm a deck out for Christmas. Man, it's been rough in my house. Because if you've listened for a long time, you know, my son Crash is a holidays fanatic. And he loves to decorate for the holidays. Like, you know, the Christmas stuff, the Halloween stuff. And man, so the second he sees, he's a little kid, second he sees one little Christmas light somewhere, we got to have ours up or we're late. So, I mean, in his mind, I have been I'm running way far behind. Because Kate and I, the calendar didn't mean anything to him. Tradition doesn't mean anything. He sees the Christmas lights. Somebody else has them. He wants his up. That's what we did. We decked the house out. So, man, he's been on me since Halloween. I'm like, no. I am not putting the lights up weeks before Thanksgiving. So we've been at it. So we spent, and man, you know, it's funny. Your kids will take you on adventures you never would have gone on in you know, any other way. You meet people, do things. You do. You have these adventures with your children. My husband was taking down the boxes of stuff, because every year Crash talks to me and I say, no, we're gonna add one thing to our display this year, and I end up with five or six, because he's just at me, because he loves it. And you know what gets me? He's at that age now, he's seven, where I mean, I got maybe two more of those like wide-eyed innocent Christmases out of him, and he's my youngest, right? So he just gets me every time with that. Because I know he'll be like the older ones eventually. Do you want to help decorate, guys? Maybe later. And that happens. That's kids grow up. But he's still, Ma, come on. So it gets me. So my husband took down, like, and you got to realize, I never decorated before. That's not me. I throw a wreath up on the front door and I'm done. The bare minimum, right? Because I'm cheap. And that's it. So, I mean, my house is decked out. And so my husband's pulling the boxes down from last year, and I didn't realize, because I pull it all out and put it up, he puts it away. He's not into the decorating part. He likes to put stuff away, though. He's a color inside the lines guy. So he's pulling the boxes out from last year, and I didn't realize how much I had. We have now four of those, like, huge storage containers worth of Christmas stuff. And then two more, like, moving boxes full. It is insane how much we had to get. This kid going, Ma, come on, just one more thing. I can't resist him. He's my baby. Texter writes, yes, Tara, on the Ingalls Advantage text line. My mother started putting up Christmas tree and lights right after Halloween. And I was like, Mom, what are you doing? I said, this is the opposite of Crash. Oh, in his mind, we have missed the whole Christmas light season, because if everybody else has them, you know? So there you go. Love to know if you're seeing this too. I don't know. I'm necessarily opposed to it. I love the joy of Christmas. I love the lights. I love all of it. Especially once the leaves are off the trees and it's so gray. You just need something to spice it up. But still, I don't know about starting the day after Halloween. All right. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Where did Hunter Biden's money go? Up his nose would be my guess based on his past. Well, yeah. And then you read about the stuff that he had the strippers at the club do to him. Yeah, I can't tell you. You're going to have to Google that. It was very unsanitary. Got multiple OSHA violations there for sure. Not to mention probably a couple of health violations. Yeah, but you know what? It's never going to be investigated. You know what? You know, it's going to be interesting to see actually if it is, because the New York Post is all over it. And he's a nasty man. Let me tell you what. Just Google it. That's all I'm going to say. If it was one of the Trump kids, it would never end. It would never end. All right. Meanwhile, I want to get back into Maganomics. These Black Friday sales figures, I mean, folks, there never was a recession. There was never going to be a recession. Maybe we'll have one someday, but not now. Recession, 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 recession. That's all they said over and over and over and over again. And I told you at the time, listen, every 6 to 7 months, because that's how long it takes the public to forget they got it wrong the last time, they'll whip the recession thing out. Doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter what the stats say. They'll just start talking about it. Oh, this is awesome. I'm sorry. You've sidetracked me. Sometimes you guys do that on the text line. See, this is what I hope. Text writes, good morning, Tara Lee and Chris. Producer Chris is back. Always good to have you back. Good morning, Tara Lee and Chris. I'm running. By the way, you know, Chris Lee was filling in for you. So we had to distinguish him for the crowd between like you, because he was producer Chris too. So we just called you reproducer Chris while you were gone. I hope you don't mind. Just, you know, because of the rate at which you and your lovely wife have been cranking the children out in recent years. So it helped us all to distinguish between. He's nodding in there. He's on the phone. Okay, text story. Say, Tara, my mother. Here it is. Tara, good morning, Tara Lee and Chris. I'm running late, but have to tell you that my 24-year-old son took 2 days off work this year to help me decorate. His idea. So says Kim in Charleston. I am jealous. So, okay, maybe me and Chris will be decorating for years to come. I keep thinking every year is the last one, you know? So I got to treasure it. I got to buy the stuff. And you know how hard it is to part me from my money. But man, I love that kid. All right. So anyway, here we go. Okay. So the recession promised by pundits did not appear. By the way, this is where you should do the why was there no recession story, right? How'd they get it all so wrong story? Never are any of those, are there? Not they keep the same pundits who got it so, so wrong. And these numbers are stunning. By the way, for those of you, somebody texted in saying, oh, well, the online numbers are up because everyone's shopping online now. They're not shopping in the stores. Not true. In the store, brick and mortar shopping up 4%. Not down, up. So that's not it. Online sales up about 20% from last year. Cha-ching. Adobe Digital Insights forecasting today, Cyber Monday. We'll hit $9.4 billion. That'd be an 18.9% jump, or you know, rounded to 19% for those of you on Common Core math. Even Small Business Saturday saw $470 million in online spending. That's up 18% over last year. And these numbers are staggering. They are. All right. Tim in Spartanburg, real quick. You started decorating for Christmas in September. Tell me about that.
All right. No, I supported my wife who was decorating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we have 9 trees this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, this is my wife's therapy for the year. She's in real estate.
Yeah.
So she goes out and decorates. But we changed the order of operations of the actual holidays. We basically celebrated Thanksgiving before Halloween. Halloween was a mere bump in the road of we decorated in about 20 minutes and pulled it back down that same night. We already had trees up and running, and right now we're still decorating. We'll probably be finished sometime by the mid next week.
Oh Holy cow. You got to send me pictures, Tim. No, wait. You said nine trees?
Nine trees this year, yeah. We moved into a new house, and last year we've gotten rid of and added two, so we've had a pretty good budget this year, but for for adding more lights and things. But this is all internal stuff. We don't do much in the yard and that kind of thing. So it's all, it can be hidden because we just don't turn the lights on, but there's no way, because every tree is themed. It's got a theme.
Of course.
And it has all these, you know, I just show up and say, what do you want to do next?
That is exactly, see, you're just like Rambo Loco. That's exactly what he does. He helped me put out the lighted wreath last night on the windows, which is the tricky part. She tried not to fall out, but nobody did. So are you going to have a big crowd for Christmas? Is it just the two of you going to be impressed by these trees?
No, actually, that's the funny thing. This is more for her own. She puts a lot of it on Facebook and that sort of thing. But this year, we're probably going to have some just invite people for tours. And it's not quite the Biltmore level of experience, but it's still it's quite entertaining.
Oh, so she gives tours?
Yes.
Wow. So that's hardcore.
For friends and family. For friends and family. So
awesome. Well, you tell her that I said I appreciate. And by the way, would you send me some pictures, because I want to see this? I have two. I just have two trees this year, but I was thinking about three. But I don't want to push my husband over the edge. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She.
And I think we just lost them. Maybe I pushed him over the edge. All right, we'll wrap this segment.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so in the last thing we were talking about this year, people decorating super early. You ever used to seeing the Christmas stuff in the stores super early? Like ridiculous, like some of it out before Halloween this year. But this year, the people are decorating, at least in my neighborhood. I mean, like right after Halloween. I'm like, you are kidding me. And you know what's funny? It's monkey see, monkey do. Once one family did it, like, wow, is that Christmas? Yes, everybody else started doing it too. I don't know if it's just my neighborhood or if it's all over the place. Never seen Christmas decorating so early. So, you know, I could explain to my son Crash, hey, you know what? I they're really early. We're not late, but it doesn't matter. He doesn't believe me. If other people have it up, we should too. We have it. So he just fuming at me over the weekend. Mom, we've already missed half of it. Well, no, we didn't. We just didn't decorate right after you know, Halloween. So I told him, I said, listen, we will start on Thanksgiving Day, okay? Usually we start the day after. So you know that full feeling you have after you eat that really good Thanksgiving dinner? You just want to sit there for a minute, enjoy a sip of wine or something. Ma, we got to put it up now. It's almost dark. Texture writes, my wife has at least 25 large store containers of Christmas decorations, not counting trees and large wreaths, stars, and animals. She just spent the whole week of Thanksgiving break decorating. I can imagine. It looks lovely and she is happy. So I am happy and peaceful too. Merry Christmas and praise our Father for he gives us his son to come alive and die and to rise for us. Well, hold on. That was a beautiful text and I'll put it with 25 large storage containers. Where do you keep that? That's a little excessive, even I will say. Oh, I like this. I love this. Okay, this is an alternative thought on beginning your Christmas decorating right after Halloween, which is what my neighborhood did. Texter writes, why shouldn't we celebrate Christmas starting November 1st? People complain about the left's war on Christmas. Let's shove it in their faces for 2 months. You know, I hadn't looked at it like that. Let me think about this. I from that perspective, maybe I will start next year, day after Thanksgiving. I don't know. Still seems something wrong about you sweating while you're putting up the Christmas decorations because it's so ding-dang hot still. Text or write, don't blame the stores, Tara. They wouldn't be selling it if people didn't buy it. Oh, neat. Text or write, people are decorating early this year because they are looking forward to Christmas because they have money to spend. Maganomics on display could be.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.